Each of us needs a partner. We're all looking for someone we can rely on in friendship, work, and life. Our partner in today's episode is OctaFX, a reliable business associate in the Forex market. OctaFX is a global trading platform with 10 years of experience and more than 6 million trading accounts in 100 countries worldwide. Enjoy the lowest spreads in the industry. Buy and sell for the price you see with the fastest execution and take part in regular promos. Join the community of like-minded entrepreneurs by watching the webinars, reading the market analysis, and mastering a free Forex basic course. Check the caption to learn more and find your bonuses for more profitable trading in the description.
It's time to take your seat at the table. Find out how with Vusi Thembegwayo as we discuss ideas that matter, a catalyst for bold action.
Hello, family, and welcome to another episode of the VT Podcast. And here we talk about ideas that matter. It's been a while, hasn't it? It has. I think we've been on a hiatus for 2 weeks, maybe a month. I hope not a month, but at the very least for 2 weeks. And for those of you who've been sending questions, queries, talking about when is the next episode coming out, my deepest apologies. As you know, I've been in a whirlwind. I've been traveling. There's been a lot that's been going on. And so we just didn't get time to bed ourselves down and get another episode of this done. I do hope that you enjoyed the last few episodes of the podcast. If you haven't, please make sure to check them out. And as I say to you guys all the time, we love getting actual voice recordings of what you've thought about these podcasts. So we'd love to hear from you. If you like the ideas or concepts that we talk about, please send us through your own thoughts and ideas on the voice recordings, and we'll play it. We'll play it in one of the intros. We also love getting your feedback, so make sure that you give us feedback on each of the podcasting platforms. To everybody that I was with across the tour that I was doing, had to spend some time. I got an amazing opportunity to spend time in Saudi. I was in Abu. I was in Dubai. All of those places, absolutely amazing. I started off, as I said to you guys in one of the earlier podcasts, by spending 2 weeks in the Maldives, and that was a lot of fun. But the point I really wanted to come to was that I just spent a few days in Lusaka in Zambia. And what an incredible experience. So there is an entrepreneur who lives out in Lusaka, Dumsane Ncube, who goes by the moniker The Radical Entrepreneur. And he flew out to come and meet me from Lusaka. He came to meet me in my home in Dubai. And we sat, we spoke, we chatted. He told me all about what he wanted to do in this crazy concept he had to pull together the largest entrepreneurship conference on the African continent. And I told him that he was crazy. And indeed he is. He agrees to this too. But as is the case with most great things, for great things to be done, average men must believe in their own greatness. It is not that we are great, it's that we believe ourselves to be. And that which we believe about ourselves, so too we become. So he tells me about this entrepreneurship conference he wants to do. He titles it Africa Must Think. We were scheduled to have a 30-minute meeting. 3 hours into the 30-minute meeting, we were still throwing around ideas about this concept of Africa Must Think and where we could go with this topic and this suggestion. Eventually, I arrive in Lusaka, Zambia, and had the most incredible, amazing experience. But for those of you who are wondering, the conference took place at the Heroes Stadium, and there we had 10,000 entrepreneurs. I just want you to picture that. Never in my wildest dreams and imagination did I ever think I would see 10,000 Africans gathered in a stadium to talk about business, to talk about liberating themselves economically, to talk about changing their own trajectories, to talk about what they could be and how to be that. I know that we've gathered in the past, and we always do, to talk about the politics of the day. We gather to gyrate to the music of the moment, whatever that moment and that music might be. It's easy for us to gather to wear a t-shirt or to collect a food parcel, but to gather to talk about business and growth and wealth creation? Let me put it to you differently. Last night I had dinner with a very famous and well-known American investor. I won't mention his name. And he and I were talking exactly about this. And I said to him, there are things happening in Africa now that you couldn't imagine happening in Africa 5 years ago. And that's where we are. And so to the people of Zambia, and in particular to the young people of Zambia, all of you who volunteered to put that event together, I'm told it's close on 200 of you who volunteered to make the event happen. To Dumsani and his team at DLN, and everybody who made that amazing event happen, well done. Congratulations. It is a fantastic showing of what we are capable of as a people. This week, in our podcast, I want to talk a bit about flow. F-L-O-W. Flow. The state of flow is a state you reach where you are in singular. You are an integer. Your ideas, your thoughts, and the concepts through which they manifest. Your actions, your movement, and your behavior, your character, your personality, and so too your prioritization and your perspective of the world, all are one. You reach a state of flow. Have you ever had the situation where you're sitting and writing something, and all of a sudden an hour has gone past and you don't know where it went? Or perhaps where you were reading something, and 30 minutes turns into 3 hours. You ever been in a conversation with a friend or a loved one? Or even that ex that you dread today, back then when they were still that one? You know the conversation, you were talking about them, and there is a cheesy smile on your face right now as you're thinking about that ex. You know exactly what I mean. Now, if you're sitting with your partner and you're listening to this and they're smiling, good news for you. They're not thinking about you. They're thinking So even that conversation you had with that ex, it always reached a state of flow, right? You got to a certain rhythm, a certain mood, and you could just talk. And when your friends would say to you, so what do you like about him? You would say, you know, he just gets me. We can talk for like hours. That state of flow. Scholars tell us that to reach the state of flow is to reach a particular state in the brain where you are in a complete state of focus, a zen-like meditative state of focus, singularly focused on the task at hand. Not only this, but when you're in the state of flow, you're also at your highest state of competency, and you're at the highest state of reasoning. You're able to pull together ideas, concepts, and logic from all around the ether into the single space because you are in one, integer, singular. So, if we know this then, why is it difficult for us to reach the state of flow? There are several reasons. And here's what I want you to understand. The first reason is that our world today is made up of distractions all around us. As you're listening to this, you're probably somewhere on your computer or your phone. That's the state of flow being disrupted and interrupted as we speak. How many times have you ever caught yourself trying to do a task and then your phone rings or an email comes through or a particular TV program comes on and then your attention is diverted? That's your state of flow being interrupted. So the first thing to do then, if you want to reach the state of flow, is to remove interruptions and distractions. In many corporates today, they create areas where you can reach the state of flow, and they call it the pause area. This is the idea that you can go into a space where you can pause all of the interruptions and distractions and focus on a single task. Distractions, interrupting your state of flow. The second thing that gets in your state of flow is your internal dialogue. Most of us are not particularly great at quietening the mind, or at the very least, quietening the voice that wrestles with you, screams at you, and shouts at you ever so gently in your mind. So think about it this way. You ever been in a meeting, a discussion, a conversation, and you would like to concentrate, but there is a thought that will not escape your mind? Something happened earlier that day. There is a problem you're dealing with in your finances. You're having an argument with your partner or your spouse. And as hard as you're trying to, you cannot divorce yourself at that moment from the moment that is distracting you from that moment. That voice in your head, that interrupts your state of flow.
The pandemic has shown that life is unpredictable. Many of us have experienced a lack of income, work delays, and the need to adapt to a new normality. In these difficult times, we're all looking for something that will give us a sense of stability. Look to the future with confidence with OctaFX. OctaFX is a reliable global trading platform. Since 2011, it has offered a high-end trading experience to more than 6 million trading accounts in 100 countries. OctaFX won Best Forex Broker Asia 2021 award and more than 40 other awards since its foundation. OctaFX provides a free Forex basic course for those new to trading, conducts webinars, and sends newsletters with market insights for you to keep up with the recent changes in the Forex market. Download the OctaFX trading app by following the link in the description and get $5,000 in your demo account for practice. Open and close orders in your demo account until you feel ready to switch to a real one. Check the caption to learn more. Apply the promo code VUSI100 to double your first-time deposits for more efficient trading.
The third thing that interrupts your state of flow is also your imagined suffering. Famous yogi and the incredible man that is Satguru talks about this. He says, some suffering is a function of imagination. You cast your mind forward into a future that hasn't existed yet. Imagine how terrible things could be. And then you suffer a pain that hasn't occurred over an event that may never take place. So a lot of us then have our state of flow interrupted precisely because you're casting your mind far forward into the future, imagining a pain over an event that might never happen, and living there rather than living in this moment. Given this then, how do we achieve our state of flow? FLOW. When I was preparing for this podcast, I thought it would be great if we could take the word flow and turn that word into its own meaning. Flow. So first, to achieve a state of flow, make sure that you are not in an environment that is unfamiliar. That's the F. Familiarity. Put yourself in a space that is familiar to you, where your body is at ease and relaxed. Find your little corner in your study, your favorite little chair. Crank it all the way back. Make that cup of coffee or tea. I'm a tea guy. And spend your time just settling into a space that is familiar. Second, the L. Make sure when you're getting into your state of flow that you have all around you in the environment of your flow good lighting. Lighting is fundamental if you want to reach flow. Very difficult to reach flow without lighting. If you reach a state of flow and you're in the dark, what actually happens is you meditate into a light sleep. So good lighting is important. Finally, O. And O is actually quite simple. It's make sure that you're doing just one thing. This is the hardest thing about reaching the state of flow. I'm spending a lot of time at the moment in my state of flow because we're busy finalizing the final edit of my next book. So I'm spending a lot of time in that state of flow. When you're writing a book or any creative piece of work, you have to suspend reality and live in the metaverse of creativity. Create the piece of work and then come back into the space of reality. So at the moment when you're in that metaverse of imagination, of creativity, in that metaverse, you have to do only one thing. And finally, W. W, I think, is the most important of these, and that's the will. You've got to have the will to find your state of flow. You've got to make sure that you put yourself in an environment where you have the will to find that state of flow and recognize that in the early days, it'll break. That's how flow works. You have it, and then you don't, and then you have it, and then you don't. But like a muscle, the more you practice getting into your state of flow, the better you get at reaching that state of flow easier and staying there for longer. Flow, my friends. Flow is where the magic happens. Flow is where history is created. Flow is where work that changes the axis of your industry is done. If you want to do work that makes a difference, that leaves the world a better place, if you want to do work that elevates you, your capabilities, your skills, and your profession, then what you need is to find your state of flow. That's it, friends. That's our podcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed that idea, and I look forward to hearing from you about how you've used the state of flow to amplify your own performance. From me, Vusi Tembeguayo, sayonara.
We hope that you've drawn valuable lessons from this week's podcast. To partner with us, visit mygrowthfund.co.za or email info@mygrowthfund.co.za.